Hello, and welcome to the annual meeting of stockholders of Sunrun Inc. Please note that today's meeting is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's meeting over to Jenna Steele, General Counsel and Corporate Secretary of Sunrun. The floor is yours.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jenna Steele, General Counsel and Corporate Secretary of Sunrun, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to Sunrun's annual meeting of stockholders. I will act as chairperson of this meeting. I have asked Sundance Banks, our Assistant General Counsel, to record the minutes of this meeting. As you know, we are hosting today's meeting through a virtual online platform hosted by AST. This meeting is being recorded and will be available via webcast on our website for the next 30 days. Before proceeding further, let me introduce Lynn Jurich, our Chief Executive Officer, Ed Fenster, our Chairman, and Tom vonReichbauer, our Chief Financial Officer, who are all with us virtually today. We also have our directors, Alan Ferber, Mary Powell, Gerald Risk, Leslie Dach, and Katherine August deWilde, as well as representatives from Ernst & Young, Heather Wisniewski and Mark Braun. In order to ensure that the business of the meeting proceeds in an orderly fashion, we ask that you please observe the rules of the meeting, which are posted below the agenda. The annual meeting is being held in accordance with the company's bylaws and Delaware law. During the meeting, we will address the matters described in the company's proxy statement dated April 17, 2020. Balloting will be completed, an announcement will be made regarding the results, and then the meeting will be adjourned. To ask a question during the meeting, please click on the chat icon located at the top center of your screen. A dialog box will open at the bottom of the screen where you can then type your comment or question and then hit the submit icon to the right of the comment. During the meeting, questions should be restricted to the procedures for the meeting and the proposals under consideration. Thank you for your understanding. I have proof by affidavit that notice of this meeting has been duly given and that the notice of annual meeting of stockholders, proxy statement, and proxy were mailed on or about April 17, 2020, to all stockholders of record at the close of business on April 8, 2020, the record date for the meeting. The affidavit, together with copies of the notice, proxy statement, and proxy, will be filed with the minutes of the meeting. We have appointed Josh McGinn, a representative of AST, to act as Inspector of Election for this annual meeting. The Inspector of Election has signed an oath of office, which will be filed with the minutes of this meeting. We have present virtually or by proxy a sufficient number of shares to constitute a quorum. Therefore, the meeting is duly constituted, and we may proceed with business. Let me briefly describe the voting procedures. We will vote by proxy and by ballot. Each holder of common stock is entitled to one vote for each share of common stock held of record at the close of business on the record date. If you have previously turned in your proxy, or if you are attending this meeting and you do not intend to change your vote, it is not necessary that you complete another proxy or ballot. Your vote will be counted. If you would like to vote now or change your vote, please click on the proxy voting link located on the left-hand side of your screen, and then enter your 11-digit voter control number located on your notice or proxy card. It is now 8:36 a.m. on June 2nd, 2020, and the polls for each matter to be voted on at this meeting are now open. The first item of business is the election of Class II directors. The company's board of directors presently has seven members and is divided into three classes, each with a three-year term. There are currently two Class I directors, three Class II directors, and two Class III directors. Three Class II directors will be elected at today's meeting, and the three nominees receiving the highest number of votes of the shares present virtually or represented by proxy at this meeting and entitled to vote will be elected as directors. Directors elected at today's meeting will hold office until the 2023 annual meeting of stockholders or until their successors are duly elected and qualified. Stockholders do not have the right to accumulate their votes in the election of directors. As indicated in the company's proxy statement, the following individuals are nominated by the board of directors for election as Class II directors: Leslie Dach, Ed Fenster, and Mary Powell. Each of these nominees are currently serving as directors of the company. Pursuant to the notice of this annual meeting and the proxy statement dated April 17, 2020, the proxies solicited by the Board of Directors will be voted in favor of these nominees. The next item of business is to ratify the appointment of Ernst & Young as independent registered public accounting firm for the company for the year ending December 31, 2020. The Audit Committee of the Board, which is comprised entirely of non-employee directors, recommended to the Board of Directors that Ernst & Young be appointed as independent auditors. The Board approved the selection of Ernst & Young as independent auditors for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2020, and is asking the stockholders for ratification of the selection. Stockholder ratification is not required by the company's bylaws. However, the Board is submitting this to the stockholders for ratification as a matter of good governance. If the stockholders do not approve the selection of Ernst & Young as independent auditors, the Board and the Audit Committee will reconsider the appointment. The Board of Directors recommends that stockholders vote in favor of this proposal, and the proxies solicited by the Board will be voted in favor of this proposal. The next item of business is to vote on an advisory basis to approve the compensation of our named executive officers, as described in our proxy statement. Stockholders have been asked to vote on the following resolution. Resolved that the stockholders of Sunrun Inc., the company, approve on an advisory basis the compensation paid to the company's named executive officers, as disclosed pursuant to Item 402 of Securities and Exchange Commission Regulation S-K, including the compensation discussion and analysis, the compensation tables, narrative disclosures, and other related disclosure. The Compensation Committee, which is comprised of directors who meet the requirements for independence under current NASDAQ stock market listing standards and SEC rules and regulations, recommended to the Board that the advisory vote on named executive officer compensation be submitted to our stockholders. The Board of Directors recommends that stockholders vote to approve our named executive officer compensation. That was the final proposal for today's meeting. We will now review if there are any questions submitted about the proposals before we close the polls. As a reminder, we will only review and answer questions that pertain to the proposals. There are no questions. We will now wait 20 seconds to allow anyone wishing to vote to do so through the proxy voting link on the left-hand side of the screen. It is now 8:41 a.m. on June 2nd, 2020, and the polls for each matter to be voted on at this meeting are now closed. No additional ballots, proxies, or votes, and no changes or revocations will be accepted. The proxies and ballots will be tabulated by the Inspector of Election. At this time, the Inspector of Election will provide us with a report on the voting results.
Thank you. With regard to Proposal 1 regarding the election of directors, Leslie Dock, Ed Finster, and Mary Powell all received sufficient affirmative votes to be reelected to serve as Class II directors. Proposal 2, the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young as independent registered public accounting firm for the company for the year ending December 31st, 2020, received affirmative votes for over 99% of the shares represented and has been approved. Proposal 3, the resolution to approve on an advisory basis the compensation paid to the company's named executive officers, received affirmative votes of over 96% of the shares represented and has been approved.
Thank you. These are the preliminary results of voting. The final count may vary following final examination of the proxies and ballots. The final results of voting, including any ballots and proxies recorded during this meeting, will be set forth in the report of the Inspector of Election and will be included in the minutes of the meeting. The final results will also be reported in our reports filed with the SEC. This annual meeting of stockholders is now adjourned. Thank you for your attendance.
This concludes the meeting. You may now disconnect.